Norwich will soon have 9 brand new buses, all pink. And 2 local authors set a conundrum for local schoolchildren. And the only synagogue in the city plans a renovation project. But since we are recording this edition on the Queen's 90th birthday, it seems Her Majesty has hidden talents.
The Queen is a keen mimic and often entertains friends and family with her Norfolk and Aberdeenshire accents, it's been revealed. Her first cousin, Margaret Rhodes, told BBC Radio 4 she can do the Norfolk and Scottish Aberdeenshire accents beautifully and often pretends to be a keeper.
The most fashionable buses in Norwich are about to hit the roads. First group is Pretty in Pink with its 9 brand new buses. The vehicles have leather seats, CCTV and free Wi-Fi for passengers. All 9 also have a reserved spot for wheelchair users and extra space for pushchairs. The double-deckers will run on First Group's Pink Line and they also have green credentials. Steve Wickers, Business Director for First Eastern Counties, said our further £1.8 million investment in 9 new double-decker vehicles into the city is great news for our customers. These new vehicles will be among the best and most eco-friendly in the city. The injection of eco-friendly buses is a bid to help improve air quality, something that has been a concern in the Castle Meadow area. Mr. Wickers added, "We support the efforts of our local authority partners to improve air quality for all."
What do you call a monster which is tired of eating scraps of food and has turned its attention to a couple of children instead? It may sound like a joke, but that's the question a children's author and illustrator have posed to Norfolk schoolchildren as they launched a competition to name and design the lead character of their next book. Writer Todd Henderson and illustrator James McNulty visited Mile Cross Primary School to set the challenge. The duo set up an easel and performed a workshop for children in reception and year one to set their imaginations going. Mr. Henderson said, "This is the perfect place for us to launch the competition, with Mile Cross's ethos towards reading. We can tell how engaged the children throughout the school in their reading really are, which bodes well for the future." After the visit, Jessica Hopkins, aged 4, said, "I learned how to draw a dragon and want to write a whole book when I'm an adult." Deanna James, aged 5, added, "One day I want to read a book with at least 140 pages in it." Mr. Henderson and Mr. McNulty are local to Norwich and have been working for 18 months to bring their own style of books to children across the world. Emily Jordan, assistant head of Key Stage 1 at the school, said, "It was really exciting for the children to meet a real author and illustrator and to see the creative process that goes into a book. They also loved having a go themselves to draw a character."
The congregation of the only synagogue in Norfolk and Suffolk is hoping to reach a £400,000 renovation target. The synagogue, which was consecrated in 1969, is visited by around 3,000 schoolchildren and their teachers each year. But the communal hall of the synagogue in Earlham Road dates back to the 1950s and is no longer considered fit for purpose. And access problems and outdated toilets means the Norwich Hebrew congregation has had to turn away disabled youngsters. The congregation wants to carry out essential and refurbishment, which modernise the building. It has been drawing up plans and is seeking funding. From its own savings, contributions and fundraising, £187,500 towards the target has been found, but more needs to be secured.